This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. President Barack Obama's health care reform is unpopular in parts of Missouri, but it is bringing 600 new jobs to the state. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Virginia-based government contractor Serco, Inc. will hire 600 people over the next 3 months for a processing center in Wentzville, handling applications for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Serco closed a deal last week to lease much of the old U.S. Fidelis Call Center in Wentzville. The center is expected to be operational by November 1st. Wentzville is one of three sites the company chose under a contract awarded in July from the Department of Health and Human Services. A former University of Central Missouri student from Saudi Arabia who was accused of paying his roommate to kill the Warrensburg bar owner has left the country nearly 3 weeks after charges were dismissed. Zayat Abid was held without bond for 11 months in connection with the September 1st slaying of Blaine Whitworth. Johnson County Prosecutor Lynn Stoppie dropped the charges August 2nd, saying there wasn't enough evidence to prosecute him. Abid's attorney says the 24-year-old flew from Kansas City to Washington, D.C. on Monday and arrived in Saudi Arabia early today. Abid was arrested September 5th after Reginald Singletary Jr. told investigators he killed Whitworth, but that Abid paid him to do it. The Saudi government posted $2 million bond for Abid in April, but a judge refused to release him. A Missouri bill removing the names of juvenile sex offenders from public registries could affect hundreds more people than originally estimated. Governor Jay Nixon vetoed the bill earlier this summer and has been trying to discourage legislators from overriding that veto when they convene in September. Nixon said today the legislation could remove the names of 870 people who had committed sex offenses as juveniles from public notification websites. That figure is more than 50% higher than Nixon originally estimated last month. The Democratic governor says the bill would help violent sex offenders hide from the public. Republican legislative leaders said that a veto override is likely. Some supporters say the youths deserve a second chance. House Speaker Tim Jones is seeking input from Missouri residents as to whom he should induct into the Hall of Famous Missourians next year. He says he's doing it in part to see if anyone worthy of induction has been overlooked or forgotten over time.
You know, Missouri has been around since 1821 as an official state. Is there someone in our past that was maybe great back in their time in the 1800s, early 1900s, who has been forgotten, who is truly great and should be an outstanding Missourian in the Hall?
Missouri citizens who want to suggest someone for the Hall have until September 13th to do so. Jones says after that, he'll formulate a top 10 list of candidates, which Missourians will be able to vote for through October 13th, and he says he'll select the top two vote-getters for induction. Last year's induction of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh generated lots of controversy and led to calls by Democrats for changes into how members of the Hall of Famous Missourians are selected. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.